Welcome to The Flash Politics, bringing the pulse of the political landscape to your ears. Today, we're delving into recent legislative activities in Colorado, the intricacies surrounding low-profile race coverage in Texas, and former President Donald Trump's strategic maneuvers at the Republican National Committee's spring retreat. Let's explore these developments and understand their potential impacts on the political climate. Starting with Colorado, the state has been bustling with legislative activities. Eugene, can you walk us through the significant happenings there?
Certainly, Wendy. Colorado has seen a busy legislative period with major developments across various policy areas. Among the standout events were the advancement of two critical gun reform bills by the House Democrats, effectively overcoming a Republican filibuster. This maneuver aimed to expand the state's red flag law and introduce the possibility for lawsuits against gun manufacturers and dealers. The legislation was catalyzed by a broader response to calls for action on gun violence, especially in the aftermath of recent school shootings. The proposals highlight a pressing need for mental health interventions and seek to hold gun manufacturers more accountable.
That's quite a move. How did the opposition react to these developments?
The response from the Republicans was markedly critical, viewing these legislative efforts as encroachments on the Second Amendment and deeming them ineffective government overreach. The tension within the Colorado legislature is palpable, reflecting deep ideological divides between the Democratic supermajority and the Republican minority.
Shifting gears, what can you tell us about the legislative push related to housing in Colorado?
The housing legislation didn't fare as well as the gun reform bills. A proposed bill aimed at regulating rent-setting algorithms encountered resistance, not just from legislative opponents, but also within Democratic ranks. Concerns were raised about potentially stifling innovation and unintended consequences that could worsen, rather than alleviate, housing challenges. Despite the setbacks, the debate underscores the ongoing conversation about housing affordability and the role of technology in market dynamics.
Interesting insight there. What about legislation affecting other sectors?
Well, discussions around an oil and gas deal highlight the state's efforts to balance industry interests with environmental sustainability. The various legislative endeavors in Colorado encapsulate the complexity of policymaking, showing a lively and contentious lawmaking process that reflects a broad range of public opinions and stakeholder interests.
Thank you, Eugene, for that comprehensive overview. It's clear that Colorado's recent legislative week was both dynamic and contentious. Moving on. Turning our attention to Texas, the state's political races are always a battleground for keen interests. Sean, you looked into the coverage surrounding the Texas Senate seat and county appraisal districts. What did you find?
Wendy, my search for information on the low-profile races for a Texas Senate seat and county appraisal districts admittedly hit a wall. The focus remains predominantly on high-profile Senate races, like Senator Ted Cruz's, overshadowing the more niche aspects of local political contests. However, delving into Texas politics reveals a competitive landscape where candidates maneuver strategically to gain an edge.
It sounds like a challenge to shine a light on these lower profile races. What can you tell us about the broader political dynamics in Texas?
The broader dynamics are fascinating. Texas showcases a diverse political battlefield with various candidates employing strategic approaches to court voters. From fundraising efforts to campaign positioning, the interplay of strategies, ideologies, and the pressing issues at hand provides a compelling snapshot of the electoral process and political climate within the state.
Thanks, Sean, for that exploration into Texas's competitive political landscape. Up next. Now let's pivot to former President Donald Trump's recent presence at the Republican National Committee's spring retreat. Laura, how does this event play into his strategic positioning?
Trump's attendance at the RNC retreat in Mar-a-Lago shifts the focus from his legal challenges to his political aspirations. The event, featuring top GOP donors and leaders, serves as a critical point for Trump's potential 2024 presidential bid. The presence of figures like J.D. Vance, Tim Scott, and Ron DeSantis, alongside discussions about key issues, represents a concerted effort to consolidate support and strategize for upcoming electoral challenges.
It seems to underline his significant influence within the GOP.
Absolutely, Wendy. Trump's political maneuvers at the retreat, including courting wealthy donors and aligning high-profile supporters, underscore his stronghold on the party's direction. This strategic positioning, coupled with discussions about potential vice presidential picks and key political issues, marks a meticulous planning process for the upcoming election cycle.
Laura, thank you for providing insight into the political recalibration and rallying efforts at the GOP retreat. It's a snapshot that captures the intensive preparation as the Republican Party gears up for future contests. As we conclude this episode of The Flash Politics, we've traversed through the legislative halls of Colorado, delved into Texas's political races, and unpacked former President Trump's strategy amidst GOP elite. Each story highlights the complex interplay of strategy, ideology, and policy shaping today's political narrative. Knowledge and entertainment on demand.